Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Tonight is the first of two nights of debate among the Democratic presidential candidates, and it is a sure bet the question of college affordability will come up.
We can make public colleges and universities tuition-free and substantially reduce student debt in this country.
I'm calling for universal free college and the cancellation of student loan debt of up to $50,000 for 42 million Americans.
And all of this comes as 10 public universities in Michigan announced tuition hikes for the upcoming school year. Gary Wolfram is a public policy and economics professor at Hillsdale College. He says these well-meaning proposals could have unintended consequences. Gary, why do you believe tuition-free college is not quite the deal Democrats expect?
Well, there are a number of reasons. First, Jim Buchanan, who won the Nobel Prize a number of years ago, he wrote a book some 50 years ago that pointed out that when you make tuition at colleges and universities less than the true cost of providing the educational services, you get people going there that really should be going somewhere else, that is maybe getting a skilled trade somewhere. So if you look at today, the Associated Builder and Contractor survey showed that there's a shortage of 400,000 contractor jobs. 80% of construction firms have difficulty finding labor. There's a shortage of truck drivers of 50,000. More than 13 million college graduates are working in jobs that don't require a college education. So what we really should be doing is looking at technical training and looking at licensing regulations that preclude people from entering these occupations rather than sending more people into higher education. And I must say, I've been a professor since 1976, so it's not like, I don't think people should be going to college.
Gary, I will say we have certainly heard employers in Michigan talk about the troubles they have filling skilled labor jobs, but they're often the first ones laid off, and wages have been pretty stagnant, and the protection of unions has been weakened considerably. So why would someone who has a choice between college and an apprenticeship choose the latter?
Oh, because coming out of college, first of all, you look and there's $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. Now, why did that get there? That got that high because tuition costs were going up because these government programs have encouraged people to go to college. And, in 2005, I did a piece for the Cato Institute saying that what the rise in college tuition that's going to be happening is driven by student loans and Pell Grants and all these other programs that encourage people to go. And if you look at actually who graduates from college, if you look at colleges and universities that have open enrollment, less than a third of their incoming freshmen will graduate within 6 years. So what this program would really be doing is getting people into colleges, and then they're probably not going to graduate, and they will have accumulated this debt, and they would have certainly been better off becoming a plumber or becoming a welder.
You've made a point about if college tuition is being covered by the federal government. What do you predict would happen to tuition if that happens?
Well, certainly it's going to be increasing. I mean, the reason tuition has gone up in the past is because the government is going to pay for it in terms of Pell Grants and the like, mm-hmm. or student loans, and encouraging people to take out loans that they won't be able to pay back. But if they said, okay, let's say they said, okay, University of Michigan, you have to provide free tuition. Well, how's that going to work? Is the university going to be able to charge the federal government for this? Or is the federal government going to say, oh, no, we're going to pay so much per student? And is it going to say, what does it mean to be a college education? Do you have to offer this class or that class? I mean, if you look at under the Affordable Care Act, there are certain things that you have to offer in an insurance program. So the government would be going on and saying, well, you have to offer this class and this and this class and that. And that's one of the reasons Hillsdale College doesn't take government money mm-hmm. or student loans, et cetera, from the government because it wants to maintain its independence. It's very important that higher education be independent. And this is just driving more reason for the federal government to start telling us, here's what you have to teach.
Gary, what solution do you see that would provide access to higher education for more low-income students who really do want to do this?
Well, Milton Friedman talked about this 50 years ago in what he called human capital contracts. The way it would work is that we could have a consortium of us and say, you know what, we're going to invest in the higher education of low-income people or people in general. And what we'll do is we will pay your way, Gary Wolfram's kid, we're going to pay his way into a college. And in return, what will happen is that we'll get a fraction of his income over the next 10 years or 15 years or whatever. So we could form these agreements, and then what you could see is that you'd end up with consortiums and mutual funds and the like that would, so you could invest in a package of these things where you invest in a package of, let's say, 500 students, and then they would pay back their, pay a certain percentage of their income. But, you know, this idea has been around for 50 years.
But people would still be paying that portion back. How would that differ from student loans?
Oh, because they're paying a fraction of their income, and they don't owe. It's not a loan. It's an equity, and so it's not a debt in the same way that a loan is. It is you're paying back as if you were to buy a stock and you would get certain dividends. It is similar to that. I would just reach an agreement, and what would happen is I would invest in those people if I thought that they were going to pay it back, and encourage people to go that would gain the most from the improvement in their standard of living.
Gary Wolfram, economics and public policy professor at Hillsdale College. Gary, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me.